The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Take a step into DJ Dragonfly's realm, where we are actively blurring the lines between the afterlife and the present. Breathe in your dreams and exhale your doubts. Follow me into the steps of spiritual self-growth. Hello, spiritual beings. Welcome back to another episode of Steps to Spiritual Self-Growth. I'm your host, DJ Dragonfly, and today we are going to be talking about angel numbers. Now, you're probably wondering, what is this? Angel numbers are the types of numbers that are very repetitive. They usually come in pairs of two or three, sometimes even four, like when you see 1111, or maybe the time is 222, maybe you just pass by a hospital or maybe a store and the address is 333. That is an angel number, and that is a sign for you from the universe. Anybody and everybody can see these signs, and I think it's one of the best gateway ways to be able to start understanding your spirituality and start getting into practicing it. In the metaphysical realm, these numbers are not a coincidence. They always have something to do with something that's going on in your life. And this all ties into numerology as well. So numerology talks about all these numbers that make up a powerful sacred system that goes back over thousands of years. So this has everything to do with history. This isn't something that, you know, I just learned as being a medium. This is something that you can research this, you can Google this, and you can see there's a universal type of understanding when it comes to repeating numbers and angel numbers. Numerology helps with astrology, which is, if you didn't know, astrology is your sign that is given to you at birth. It's where all the planets and stars were aligned at your birth, essentially, and they all make up the person that you are, whether you believe in it or not. I think that astrology is something that's pretty accurate. Any person I've ever met, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a Pisces. It's really cool because I know that not everyone resonates with their sign, but there's more than just your sign that you were assigned at birth. Haha, good joke. Just kidding. Anyways, given numerous signs from each of the planets that make up the personality or the person that you are, the person that you will become within the spiritual realm. Numerology helping with astrology clarifies the sign's understanding of self-expression, and it kind of reveals that and the output of inherent energy. This numerical repetition and synchronicity has literally been observed forever and ever, guys. I'm telling you, it's been a thing forever. It most frequently is used from the Greek philosopher Pythagoras. He believed that the physical world consisted of energetic vibrations of numbers, and he developed his own system that corresponded letters with integers. This became known as the study of numerical interconnectivity, which is the belief that everything in this world is aligned through non-physical forces and best articulated through numbers. So everyone in their life has this thing called a life path number. And you can figure out your life path number when you add up every single digit in your birth date. So let's say that your birthday is on January 2nd and you were born in 2002. The first of the month, that's going to be one, and the second, which is the day, those are going to make up the number three, if you add those together. Then the year 2002 is going to make up the number four, because 2 + 2 = 4. You're going to take that three and that four, and that's going to add up to 7. That means if your birthday was on January 2nd of 2002, your life path number is going to be 7. So I was talking with some of my friends about this episode that I was recording, and I was telling them, yeah, I was going through my life path number, and I realized that my life path number is a 6, and I resonate with it very strongly. It's about someone that carries a lot of responsibility, and they have a very good way with children. And when I was reading it, it kind of was like, oh, this is me. This really speaks out to me. And there's all these different types of tools that they have that you can utilize your life path number with the numerology to basically achieve the highest version of yourself that you want to be, which is our main goal here. We want to have that spiritual self growth. And I was talking about it with my roommates, actually. And one of my roommates, her life path number is 7, mine is 6, and my other roommate is 8. 6, 7, and 8. Is that not the wildest thing ever? I thought that was so cool. I just had to share that with you guys. So some of the most common angel numbers that I will define for you guys usually come in pairs of 3. So 111 is the invisible force that will awaken your higher consciousness. It's telling you to pay attention to the thoughts and feelings that you're having in that moment so you can manifest new beginnings for your physical reality. It's basically your angels telling you, hey, what do you want to wish for? And you get to make whatever wish you want. And as long as you fully believe that you're going to get it, you're going to get it once you see that 111. Repeating 2s means cooperation and kind of being in harmony with yourself. You're at the right place at the right time. Those around you are the right people to be around. It begins the expansion of self-growth. Repeating 3s are the comfort and reminding you that you have inner strength to keep going on your way. If you're having kind of crappy day and you look over to your right and you see 3 threes, your angels are telling you, hey, you got this, it's gonna be okay. You're protected, we got you every step of the way. We're on your side of the ring. Repeating 4s mean that you're in tune with the universe. It also has to do with a great deal of protection. One of my really close friends has 4s actually tattooed on her hand because of how much this angel number has affected her, because it's gotten her everything that she's kind of ever wanted in life. It makes her feel very safe. Because she's so powerful with believing in the universe, she's been able to travel the world with her own money that she has made through 2 part-time jobs, and she's been a full-time student. Like, she did all of this herself to be able to go on tour with some of her favorite artists, like music artists, which I think is the coolest thing ever. She utilizes spirituality to her highest ability and definitely gets the most out of it. Repeating 5s means that you're in sync with your true self. It's time for you to make room for new and better things coming to you. Your new path is going to be revealed to you. Repeating 6s is a wake-up call for you to re-examine your current situation at hand. So it's kind of like, hey, what's going on? Let's change the direction of your thoughts. Let's be a little more positive so you can raise your vibration to a higher and more positive frequency to keep you in tune with your guides, in tune with the universe. Repeating 7s is a way of telling you to continue pushing yourself toward where your soul wants to be, because you're ready, you're powerful. It brings you a lot of luck. It's kind of just that little confidence boost that you need to be able to continue with your spiritual growth. Repeating 8s means that every person you're meeting on your path in your life, if you're seeing this around, like, say you're meeting new people and you see these 8s, definitely pay attention to them and their energy and their vibe. They could possibly ask you for your knowledge or some advice. The 8s is kind of showing you, hey, you know what? This person really could use a friend like you. Or this person, whoever it is, whatever it is, could use your knowledge and wisdom. It's your next level of spiritual evolution. Repeating 9s is about releasing and letting go. It's the process of healing. This one is specifically resonating with me right now. I've been going through a pretty hard time, and it's been hard for me to be in touch with my spirituality, and this podcast has definitely helped me a lot with being able to stay in tune with myself and stay in tune with my guides and keep me meditated and grounded. It's the 9s are the most powerful version of the angel numbers. It's telling you to pay attention to these new beginnings. It's telling you to start pushing yourself to love yourself more and be that person that you want to be. Don't think about the past. Don't think about what's going to happen in the future. The 9s are telling you to simply live in the moment. Think about life as simple as possible. Don't overthink anything. Just know that you're protected, you're loved, and you have all of your guides and yourself to carry you through the rest of your journey. Some other angel numbers that occur in sets of 4s, which this one usually I see with time, is 1010. So this is your higher self knowing the best path to get you where you need to be. You gotta trust the universe. You're ready to take action. You are all ready to go. Another angel number that isn't repeating, but it's really cool to see, is 1234. So 1, 2, 3, 4. It's mostly seen in time. I see it every single day, whether it's midnight or midday, I always see it. It's you coming back to your true self. It's the infinite creator's master plan that you have within your heart and the desire to make a difference in the world. You want to make this life count because you are given numerous lives within the universe. Right now, this life might be your first, might be your second, might be your 600th, who knows? I fully do believe in reincarnation, and I do 100% believe that this life should not be just treated like, oh yeah, if I have numerous lives, whatever, I'll catch myself being better in the next one. No, make yourself better in this one. Make this life worth living so that the next one can be even better than that. 1111, one of the most famous angel numbers, is pretty similar to 111. It's basically just asking your spirit guides for help. They are listening to you. They want to know what is happening. Talk to us. We are here for you. We are trying to help you manipulate the energy in the world so you can get whatever you want. This is the law of attraction. That's one of the most important ones. That's why everyone always says, make a wish at 1111. Yes, it's cheesy, but I'm telling you, if you fully believe in that wish and you believe in that manifestation and the power of the attraction of what you want, you're going to get it. And lastly, one of the other angel numbers is 1122, which is 1122. That's also a really good time. I love seeing that one. That's one of my favorites. It's very comforting. It translates to your thoughts are the blueprint of your life. Positive thoughts towards solutions will help you a lot. It is a constant remembrance and constant emotion of a positive past. So don't think about the negatives in your past. Think about the positives. Think about what good has happened for you so more good could come to you. At the end of the day, angel numbers are all about a mindset. These are signs from your guides to everybody, whether you practice spirituality or not. These signs are for you to listen to and pay attention to and get your life on that track that you want to be on. Any day that you wake up, you can make a new life for yourself. You can create an entire new reality for yourself whenever you want. You just have to believe that you can do it. Spiritual beings, please remember to keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside of your vessel as we explore these steps to spiritual self-growth. I'm DJ Dragonfly. Thank you so much for listening, and remember to go out there and protect your peace.